This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
Coyotes are howling, way out where the dog is bawling. Where spurs are a-jingling, a cowboy is singing this lonesome cattle call. Till his day's work is done, and he rounds up the cattle each fall. Singing his cattle call. For hours he would ride on the range far and wide, when the night winds blow up a squall. His heart is a feather, in all kinds of weather he sings his cattle call. And he sings with an old western drawl. Singing his cattle call.
Comes a Santa Fe. She's thundering loud, she's roaring haughty and proud at the break of day. Ooh, watch her fly, here comes a Santa Fe. I'll ride her on the blinds if I can catch her on time. Here comes a Santa Fe.
Here comes a triple yodel.
Adiole, 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 adiole.
A drifting cowboy alone at the breaking of dawn slowly wakes from his dreamless sleep.
By the rippling falls where his wanderlust called, in a gorge with a canyon steep.
where the silvery rails follow mountainous trails, cross the prairie and on to the sea.
Where the girl he loves best, in a soft gingham dress, is waiting for the whistle scream. Ooh, watch your fly, here comes the Santa Fe. She's thundering loud, she's roaring haughty and proud at the break of day. Ooh, watch your fly, here comes the Santa Fe. I'll ride her on the blinds if I can catch her on time. Here comes the Santa Fe. Here comes the Santa Fe. She's thundering loud, she's roaring haughty and proud at the break of day. Ooh, watch your fly, here comes the Santa Fe. I'll ride her on the blinds if I can catch her on time. Here comes the Santa Fe. Adio, lady, pretty old lady.
Riders in the Sky with Here Comes the Santa Fe. And Eddie Arnold opened today's show with The Cattle Call, his signature song. Now, Billy Walker sings Cross the Brazos at Waco.
On the Chisholm Trail, it was midnight. Carmelo was strong on his mind. Because of the life he had chosen, Carmelo had left him behind. Too long he'd been El Bandito. Carmelo had left him alone. But today someone brought a message. She'd been seen in old San Antone.
Cross the Brazos at Waco, ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos at Waco, I'm safe when I reach San Antone. He glanced back over his shoulder. The posse was nowhere in sight. It sent for Carmela to meet him on the banks of the Brazos tonight. She was waiting and he kept the promise he'd made such a long time ago. As he dropped the guns that she hated in the muddy Brazos below.
Cross the Brazos in Waco, ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos in Waco, I'm safe when I reach San Antone.
Came alive with gunfire. He knew that at last he'd been found. As the Rangers' badge showed brightly, El Bandito lay on the ground. Carmela knew he was dying, that all of her dreams were in vain. As she kissed his lips for the last time, she heard him whisper again.
Cross the Brazos in Waco, ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos in Waco,
I'm safe when I reach San Antonio. I'm safe when I reach San Antonio.
Billy Walker with Cross the Brazos at Waco. That's one he recorded in the mid-1960s, 1964, I believe. Well, now we have one from Bing Crosby. It's a song he recorded in 1936, about the time he sang it in one of his movies. It happens to be the movie he made with the Sons of the Pioneers, Rhythm on the Range. Many years later, Michael Nesmith had a good-selling record with this one. It's called Roundup Lullaby.
Desert blue and silver in the still moonshine, coyote yapping lazy on the hill. Sleepy winks of lightning down the far skyline, time for milling cattle to be still. So now the lightning's far away, coyote's nothing scary, singing to his dearie. Hee-yaw, Tammy Lolly Day. Settle down, you cattle, till the morning. There's nothing out that hazy range that you folks need, nothing we can see to take your eye. Yet we've got to watch you, or you'd all stampede, plunging down some royal bank to die. Still the shadows stay. Moon is slow and steady. Old sun comes when he's ready. Hee-yaw, Tammy Lolly Day. No use running out to meet the morning. Lightning's far away, coyote's nothing scary, singing to his dearie. Hee-yaw, Tammy Lolly Day. Settle down, you cattle, till the morning.
Bing Crosby with Roundup Lullaby. I mentioned that Bing made a movie with the Sons of the Pioneers, so I thought it might be appropriate to play a little tune by the Sons of the Pioneers. And since Bing's song was a lullaby, I thought we might enjoy listening to the Sons of the Pioneers sing Rock Me to Sleep in My Rocky Mountain Home.
I hear a whisper over the hill. I can't resist its charm, calling me back to someone who will. Rocky Mountain. a lullaby. When shadows creep round my Rocky Mountain home, on a bed of pine I'll close my weary eyes. Let me dream once again of the wildwood and the thrill of my first love of childhood. Rock me to sleep in my Rocky Mountain home, while the mountain breezes croon a lullaby. Rocky Mountain home, while the mountain breezes croon a lullaby.
The Sons of the Pioneers with Rock Me to Sleep in My Rocky Mountain Home. Cowboy Joe Babcock is going to liven things up now with a tune about his home up in Cherry County, Nebraska.
Up in Cherry County near the town of Valentine, we were loading cattle on the Burlington line. When a norther came a-roaring down and the wind blew up a fright, we knew we'd never get the herd all loaded up at night. All night long we're riding strong, keep them in control. No lullaby can calm them when they hear that thunder roll. Stampede! Jim, you take the left flank then, and Bob, you take the right. Maybe we can turn them if they try to break the night. Then about it, for our troubles really started in, we heard shots and yelling over on that canyon rim. Bob lay dead upon the ground where they broke them out. Rustlers trying to run them off, you could hear their ugly shouts. Stampede! It's a dirty game and they played it all just right. They knew we couldn't hold herd on such a stormy night. Well, a thousand steers were running wild through canyon and through glen, goaded by an outlaw band of seven desperate men. So we vowed we'd never rest till we caught that band. Bob lay dead upon the ground where he made his stand. Stampede! All night long the storm blew on and lightning showed the way. We chased them down and caught them just before the break of day. They'd lost the herd and still they wouldn't give without a fight. Pistol shots and lightning flashes echoed through the night. But their shots were wild and I guess we had all the luck. Seven outlaws met their god the night the lightning struck. Stampede! Up in Cherry County near the town of Valentine, in the sandhills of Nebraska where the wind blows all the time, where the grass is tall and waving and it's such a peaceful sight, no markers show the troubles that we had that awful night. Somewhere in those hills an outlaw band ran out of luck. We lost a friend and found revenge the night the lightning struck. Stampede!
Cowboy Joe Babcock with Up in Cherry County. You know, Cowboy Joe worked with Marty Robbins for a long time, and he wrote a lot of songs for him. Let's listen to Marty as he sings a couple of good Western songs for us, starting off with In the Valley.
I'm as sad as the will. Since you've gone from my arms, I I'm as sad as the cold wind that cries in the treetops. I'll be lonesome until you return. Come back, come back, come back to the valley. Come back to this poor cowboy's arms. I will weep like the willow that weeps in the valley. I'll be lonesome until you return. Come back, come back, come back to the valley. Come back to this poor cowboy's arms. I will weep like the willow that weeps in the valley. I'll be lonesome until you return.
My rose of old pony, a flower blooming tenderly, her memory still lingers on. My angel of the night, a moonlit reverie, a star so bright shines on my rose of old Pawnee. Sweet are the dreams that I hold in my heart as I go wandering along. Long are the hours since we drift apart. Deep in my heart is a song. My angel of the night, a moonlit reverie, a star of love so bright shines on my rose of old Pawnee. Sweet are the dreams that I hold in my heart as I go wandering along. Long are the hours since we drifted apart. Deep in my heart is a song. My angel of the night, a moonlit reverie, my star of love so bright shines on my rose of old Pawnee.
Yippee-yo, yippee-yay, at the break of the day, I ride along with the song in my heart all the way. I find an open range, a land that is free, out where the
the skies of blue keep smiling down on me. And when the sun comes to rest on the rim of the west, the moon above will return and the campfires burn. To the stars above I'll sing of my love with the sagebrush symphony. You'll hear the sweet melodies and the sigh of the breeze, and all day long there's a song from the birds in the trees. When the stars come creeping into the sky, a lonely prairie lobo sings a lullaby. You'll hear the call of the wild in the twilight's peak hour. You'll hear a friend at the end in melodious style. When the echoes fade this sweet serenade, it's the sagebrush symphony. Sigh of the breeze, and all day long there's a song from the birds in the trees. When the stars come creeping into the sky, a lonely prairie lobo sings a lullaby. You'll hear the call of the wild in the twilight's beguile. You'll hear a friend at the end in melodious style. When the echoes fade this sweet serenade, it's the sagebrush symphony. When the echoes fade this sweet serenade, it's the sagebrush symphony.
Kirsten Renna and Roy Rogers Jr.'s High Riders with a great old Glenn Spencer composition titled Sagebrush Symphony. As you know, Dusty's dad, Roy Rogers, used to be a member of the Sons of the Pioneers, and they made movies in the 1930s with a singing cowboy named Dick Foran. They also did a radio show together. Well, here's Dick Foran now singing a song composed by Tim Spencer's brother, Glenn. I Belong to the Range. Here's Dick Foran.
I belong to the range. There's a song in my heart. The rolling prairie and the sky above start me dreaming of the one I love tonight. Let me ride through the night where the blue shadows fall. I'll sing a song to the distant hills. Hear my answer when the echo fills the night. I'm satisfied to dream and drift along and join the lonely coyote in his mournful song. I belong to the range. There's a song in my heart. I'll spread my blanket where the doggies lie. Tell my troubles to the prairie sky.
I love the prairie country. Give me the prairie country. I'll take the prairie country. You can have the rest.
I like to ride underneath the moon and fill the night with a merry tune. I'll drift along like a tumbleweed and spend my life where the cattle feed.
I love the prairie country. Give me the prairie country. I'll take the prairie country. You can have the rest.
I love the life on the open plains where the sun shines bright and it seldom rains. I love to loaf in the old corral and dream about my blue-eyed gal.
I love the prairie country, give me the prairie country. I'll take a prairie country, you can have the rest.
The Sons of the Pioneers, recorded around the time they were working with Dick Foran, with I Love the Prairie Country. And now, Jimmy Wakely sings a song from one of his films. The film was Six Gun Serenade, and the song was Heading Up the Santa Fe Trail. Time we've found it convenient to oversimplify when trying to explain the difference between Western music and country music. You know, the human mind often depends on oversimplifications and stereotypes that categorize things that have similar but not identical characteristics. So we have categories like vehicles and houses, trees, and the list goes on and on. But the point is that oversimplification helps us get the general idea, which may be enough for most folks. But if you plan to buy a car or a house and so on, you need to get more specific. And if you like music and are really interested in why we call some music country and other music Western, you may want to go beyond a simplification. What we usually say to simplify is that country music is about things that happen indoors, like love affairs and drinking too much, and Western music is about things that happen out of doors in the West, like desert sunsets, rodeos, and cattle drives. Now, that's an oversimplification because there's so much more to each of the two genres, but it satisfies the person who has only a casual interest. But if you're listening to this show, chances are you have more than a passing interest in one or both types of music. So, you know that there's far more to each of these genres of music than that oversimplification suggests.
I'd like to play two country songs followed by two Western songs to help illustrate some of the differences between the two types of music. And I'll start with one that attempts to clarify what country is. Not only the music, but its cultural context and its roots. As the song makes clear, it's not all about indoor activity or drinking too much or getting run over by a train, as the lyrics to a David Allan Coe song suggested a few decades ago. But this definition of country goes back to earlier times, before the music evolved after the Second World War. Here's Tom T. Hall with his song titled, Country Is.
Country is sitting on the back porch, listen to the whippoorwill late in the day. Country is minding your business, helping a stranger, it becomes your way. Country is living in the city, knowing your people, knowing your kind. Country is what you make it. Country is country is working for a living, thinking your own thoughts, loving your town. Country is teaching your children, find out what's right and stand your ground. And country good time, listen to the music, singing your part. Country is walking in the moonlight. Country is all in your heart.
Now that song is probably the best one I know of to illustrate what's at the root of country music, although there are always additional historical factors to qualify any definition. But this gives us a vivid picture of the culture country music came out of. After World War II, that culture started to change, and so did the lyrics to country songs, when life on the farm and small towns either didn't offer the income many folks needed, or the bright lights of the city were so appealing, especially to young men, lots of them struck out on their own looking for a better life. And to the neighbors back home, these fellows were heroes, seeking their dreams. But things didn't always work out. They were too embarrassed to go home. They didn't want their friends back home to know that things didn't work out. Bobby Bear recorded a song that reflects that real-life phenomenon. It's called Detroit City.
I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home. Last night I went to sleep in Detroit City, and I dreamed about those cotton fields and home. I dreamed about my mother, dear old papa, sister and brother. I dreamed about that girl who's been waiting for so long. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I want.
Some folks think I'm big in Detroit City, from the letters that I write they think I'm fine, but by day I make the cards, by night I make the bars. If only they could read between the lines. 'Cause you know, I rode a freight train north to Detroit City, and after all these years I find that I've just been wasting my time. So I just think I'll take my foolish pride and put it on a southbound freight and ride. Go on back to the loved ones, the ones that I left waiting so far behind. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, I wanna go home.
Bobby Bear with Detroit City. So country music changed as the cultural conditions changed over the years, and it's still changing. Western music has changed also, but in different ways, although there are some similarities in response to changing conditions. So we have songs like This Ain't the Same Old Range, Man Walks Among Us, and No Range to Ride Anymore. For the most part, Western music has always been about the rural West, especially its most romantic aspects, with emphasis on the landscapes, whether they be the Rocky Mountains, the plains, the timber country in the Northwest, the desert in the Southwest, rivers or Western wildflowers blooming, or the people who live in the West, the places they live and work, and the trails their ancestors followed to get to the West. Here we have a couple of songs that reflect some of those typical Western themes, starting off with the Sons of the Pioneers and When the Bloom is on the Sage.
When it's roundup time in Texas and the bloom is on the sage, then I long to be in Texas, back to riding on the range, just to smell the bacon frying when it's sizzling in the pan. Hear the breakfast horn in the early morn, drinking coffee from a can. Just a riding, rockin', ropin', poundin' leather all day long. Just a swayin', sweatin', swearin', listening to a cowhand song. How it beckons, and I reckon I would work for any wage to be free again, just to be again where the bloom is on the sage.
To most folks there's a spot that lives forever, deep down within their fondest memories. Though I have been a rover, I have never seen any place that I would rather be.
When it's roundup time in Texas and the bloom is on the sage, then I long to be in Texas, back to riding on the range, just to smell the bacon frying when it's sizzling in the pan. Hear the breakfast horn in the early morn, drinking coffee from a can. Just to riding, rocking, rolling, pounding leather all day long. Just a swaying, sweating, swearing, listening to a cowhand song. How it beckons, and I reckon I would work for any wage to be free again, just to be again where the bloom is on the sage.
When evening chores are over at our ranch house on the plains, all I've got to do is lay around. I saddle up my pony and I ride off down the trail to watch the desert sun go down. Riding down the canyon to watch the sun go down, a picture that no artist e'er could paint. White-faced cattle lowing on the mountainside, I hear a coyote whining for its mate. Cactus plants are blooming, sagebrush everywhere, granite spires are standing all around. I tell you folks, it's heaven to be riding down the trail when the desert sun goes down. Cactus plants are blooming, sagebrush everywhere, granite spires are standing all around. I tell you folks, it's heaven to be riding down the trail when the desert sun goes down.
Of course, that was Gene Autry singing Smiley Burnett's most famous composition. Smiley wrote that song while he was seated in the back seat of Gene Autry's car when they were on their way to Hollywood to make their first appearance on screen in a Ken Maynard movie. Smiley asked Gene if he'd like to buy a song, and Gene said, "I don't know, I haven't heard it yet." So Smiley got out a pencil, and on the back of a magazine, he wrote out the lyrics to Riding Down the Canyon as they were driving through canyon country on their way from Chicago to Hollywood for a screen test. Well, of course, it became a Western classic. And what we just heard is my favorite version of it. But that version almost wound up on the cutting room floor. You see, back in the 40s, when Gene recorded that song, he recorded it with seven other songs for a little eight-song LP, sort of an abbreviated LP. Just when the record industry was experimenting with new formats, you see, all eight tracks on that little record were remakes of songs that Gene had recorded successfully early on, but his radio audience wanted to hear the types of arrangements they were listening to on his radio show. So he re-recorded eight of those songs. Well, decades after that, Columbia Records put out a little cassette tape of that small LP, and they left that song off for some reason. I do not understand why, but they didn't include that song when they issued that cassette. Well, fortunately, somebody rescued it. So we have it for you to enjoy today. Smiley Burnett's composition, Riding Down the Canyon. That depicts a beautiful scene. And some other composers wrote a different song about the same kind of thing. Their names were Louis Alter and Sidney Mitchell. They had written a song for a Western movie titled A Melody from the Sky, and it was nominated for an Oscar. But they wrote a different song that most of us like better, called Twilight on the Trail. Perry Como recorded it. And Perry was one of the most popular singers in the 20th century. But he didn't sing much Western music. We're glad he recorded this one, though, because I think you'll enjoy it, too. It's called Twilight on the Trail.
Twilight on the Trail.
twilight on the trail, and I jog along. The world is like a dream, and the ripple of the stream is my song. When it's twilight on the trail, and I rest once more, my ceiling is the sky, and the grass on which I lie is my floor. Have a nickel in my jeans, never ever have a debt to pay. Still I understand what real contentment means. Guess I was born that way. When it's twilight on the trail, and my voice is still, please plant this heart of mine underneath the lonesome pine on the hill. It's twilight on the trail.
When I was just a singing strong about the cattle call, and I'll never forget the pioneer singing, see them tumbling down. Well, I think it's time that we put Western back in the country sound. Every time that I hear Rex sing about his Arizona sky, or Roy and Dale, happy trails, they always bring a sigh. For my throat gets tight, then the tears come. See them tumbling down. Well, I think it's time that we put Western back in the country sound. Can you hear those pioneers singing about cool, clear? Saddle with Gene, but days like that I live again only in my dreams. And when I hear Tex sing, I knew my heart comes tumbling down. Well, I think it's time that we put Western back in the country sound. Can you hear those singing about cool, clear water, while they're heading for the last round of. Yes, I think it's time that we put
country sound.
Rex Allen Jr. with a little help from Rusty Richards and Lloyd Perryman of the Sons of the Pioneers, and a song called Can You Hear Those Pioneers? And that wraps up our little segment on the differences and similarities between country and Western music. Well, you say we listen to a little brand new Western swing now from the Western Swing Authority. It's titled Full Moon Full of Love. Friends, that's about all the time we have for today. That old clock on the wall just won't keep still. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
Here on the range I belong.